CORPI is a study data system that is used in University of Jyväskylä. It offers information and tools for students and teachers, and also includes administrative tools for CORPI Super users. The most important features are registering for courses and examinations, course management, calendar, and classroom bookings. You log into CORPI with your university user ID and password. Here you can see the login page. The languages of use are Finnish and English. From CORPI there are connections to other environments that are used in our university. For example, the course grades are transferred into the student register. Then there are connections to e-learning environments like Optima and Koppa. Here is the student's view after logging in. If the student has registered for a course or an exam, they are listed here. The most important tools that the student uses are under Studies in the navigation on the left. The user interface of CORPI is the same for all users. On the left, there's the main navigation to different tools, a small calendar on the upper left corner, and in the toolbar above the calendar, you can find help, settings, feedback, and exit buttons. These can be changed from the settings. Students can find information of the courses and exams they have registered to. They can browse their transcript of records. They can use the calendar, which shows their timetable. They can create a personal study plan under Organizing Your Studies. And there are also tools for postgraduate students for registering and making their study plan. This is a teacher's view after logging in. It shows the active courses the teacher has at the moment. Teachers manage the information about their courses and exams here. For example, course descriptions, timetables, classroom bookings. They can print lists of participants and so on. They also give grades in CORPI, and they can supervise student study plans or theses. Teachers can also browse students' personal data. Some of CORPI's features are the same for all registered users. Everybody can browse study or course programs, can use the calendar, create groups and mailing lists. Everybody can book classrooms and see the timetables of classrooms and university maps. Everybody can also use the survey tool. There are different user roles in CORPI. Student, teacher, and CORPI super user are the most important. CORPI super users have administrative rights in CORPI. They are, for example, responsible for updating their own department's courses and study units, degree programs, personnel groups in their department, and so on. Each department should have at least one CORPI super user. Usually, that is someone from the administrative staff. You can find guides and help in CORPI. If you can't find help there, contact your own CORPI super user. If they can't help, or if you have technical problems, contact CORPI support in this email address here. The IT services offer CORPI training for staff. There are courses for different level of CORPI users, and also for specific functions or tools. You'll find the timetables in university staff training portal or in Korppi. The departments can also order tailored courses on a certain function or tool if there are at least 5 persons in your group. For training requests, contact Korppikoulutus email address. You can practice using Korppi in our test server. The URL is here. Then we switch into Korppi. This is a teacher's view after logging in. The teacher, this page shows all the active courses that the teacher has at the moment. The teacher can also browse those courses that have already expired, choosing here. All courses you teach and all your exams can be accessed under teaching here in the navigation. Here we have also studies, where it is possible to register for staff training or, for example, for Open University studies. Here we have the calendar. When a student registers for a course or you are a teacher on a certain course, the timetable appears in your Korppi calendar. You can use this small calendar here to go from week to week, or you can choose the week from here. You can create events to Korppi calendar. Students can only create personal events or events for a group they belong to. Teachers can also create an event for a course, and the super users can create events also for other persons or for their own organization. Let's make one event as an example. Here we have Wednesday, and we want the event to be at 9 o'clock. We can click this plus here. Let's make a personal event. Let's give a description. Meeting starting at 9, ending at 10. Then we want to have a room reservation for it. Click Next. Here we can give more search options for the classroom. We want it to be in Agora and seat at least 20 people. Then click Next. Korppi searches for available rooms. If there was a big pink square around this radio button, that would mean that somebody has already made a request for that room. So we have to choose another one. Let's take this one here, then click Next. Here we can check the details of our request, and then click Create an event and book a classroom. And here it is. There are different colors in Korppi, marking the status of the room reservation. If it was green, it means that the request has already been confirmed. The yellow color means that there's a request that has not yet been confirmed. And if it was violet, it would mean that there is no booking request or reservation at all. Moving on to settings. Here you can change some of the Korppi settings, for example, how the page looks like, location of the calendar, etc. In personal data, you are able to change your data, for example, your address. Teachers and super users are also able to search for other people's data and browse, for example, students' data for administrative use. In groups, you see all the groups, Korppi groups that you belong to, and also those their mailing lists. You can also create new groups here and access the group's calendars. In messages, the bulletin board appears first as an opening page when you log in if there are new messages. The messages are mainly from Korppi Technical Support or Korppi Admin. You can also browse your mailing lists here. They can be lists that have been created by a teacher for a certain course, or they are the mailing lists of groups that you belong to. You can unsubscribe from lists from here. All Korppi users can use the survey tool. For example, if you are a teacher and you want to get feedback for your courses, you can use the survey tool. There are many survey tools used in our university for different kinds of surveys. You can find out more about the possibilities and the different tools in IT Services webpage. In classroom bookings, you can manage and view the status of your own bookings. You can do that also in your calendar. But the most important function here is maybe the timetables. Here you can browse the weekly timetables of classrooms. You can give a search term here. Choose the room and click Show Weekly Timetable. And you can go forward and backward using these week numbers. Then we have maps of the university's different campuses. These give an overall picture of where the buildings are and where the classrooms are. You can click here and you can search for a certain room. You can use these zoom out and zoom in and these arrow buttons to locate the room. This was a quick tutorial to Korpi Basics. Thank you for listening and welcome to our training.